time to meditate, all of them find that they can solve their problems much more quickly, much more easily. In other words, somebody who says, oh, well, I don't have the time to meditate. I've got all these duties to fulfill. I've got all these jobs to do, all these responsibilities. And the truth is that if they could get their minds calm, concentrated, which is what they do with meditation, then they find that in a few moments, they can solve problems that otherwise they might fret over for hours, days, even weeks. It's a very important aspect of your life to be able to use your mind and your energies effectively, and that's what meditation does. I've often thought about skiing and the example of a skier who's rushing down the slope and he suddenly finds himself faced with a mogul. Now, if you don't ski, perhaps you don't know what a mogul is, but it's a little bump in the slope. And as you come to that bump, you have to be able to know quickly whether to turn left or right. And perhaps you've already made up your mind that you've got to turn right, when suddenly you see that there's a good reason for turning left. If you are not committed to a turn, or if you're committed to turning in the wrong way, and then need to change direction, then you find that you fall down. And so if we have balance, if we're centered in our spines, you might say, then we can quickly adjust to whatever circumstances life throws at us. And instead of shouting and getting angry and upset, you find that you can adjust to reality. In a book of mine called Education for Life, I give a good definition of maturity, which is the ability to relate to other realities than one's own. That means, of course, it includes the idea of being able to adjust quickly to new directions, new ways of looking at things, other people's thoughts, and to see how those might be included in your own. To be in yourself is to be mature. To meditate is to achieve that maturity.